Oh, well, we're all on tenterhooks here, of course. Well, we believe, anyway, that the hold-up really is some last-minute negotiations about ministerial posts and how many of them there will be, and I dare say probably also in what portfolios they'll be.
So what are some of the considerations that would be at play here and would have been at play here for the last couple of weeks? It seems like there's a bit of a vibrant newcomer in Labor up against what looks like a very stable government. It's been in power for about 9 years. What does each party have going for it?
Yeah, well, I guess National has that stability. Also, they have more seats in the House than Labor. But National really is would be in their fourth term as a government if they go ahead and lead the next government. And so working with a fourth term government does sound a little bit like, supporting a government on its last leg, so to speak. Whereas with Labor, it's a little bit more difficult, on the other hand, because although there is a vibrant new leader of Labor, of course, as many know, it is actually requires a three-party coalition, including the Green Party, and so there is some difficulty in stitching up that three-party arrangement.
So do you think the consideration for Peters here really just comes down to, as you said, the number of ministerial positions that New Zealand First can get and what those portfolios would be? Are there any other things that you think is going to be swaying his decision?
Well, those ministerial posts, I think, are sort of the last-minute issue. A good substance of the discussions over the last few days have been very policy orientated, we're told. And it's clear that a lot of work has been done behind the scenes to align the policies across the parties. But at least what we're hearing through the grapevine anyway is that the last minute sticking points really have been about that question of ministerial posts.
Now, Winston Peters has a lot of what he calls bottom lines, including a pretty massive reduction in the numbers of people immigrating every year, moving public service jobs out of Wellington to regional areas, all the way through to things like laying New Zealand wool carpets in public buildings. Who do you think is best going to be able to meet and accommodate these?
Well, on the whole, his party's policies are probably easier for Labor and the Greens to accommodate than for National. But then on the other hand, if you were the National Party sitting there in the negotiating room, you'd think, well, why don't we just make this compromise because it's better us than them? And so it can work both ways, really. But on paper, anyway, a lot of the New Zealand First policies did seem to fit more closely with Labor.
And what is the sense in New Zealand about this election? New Zealand First only got about 7% of the vote, and now it's in this deciding position. And it's not the first time that Winston Peters has been the kingmaker. What do New Zealanders make of it?
Well, there's a lot of confusion, I guess, about the effect of the our proportional representation system and how it's produced this result. And a lot of people are saying, oh, the election was really exciting, but now we're just over it, we're just tired of it, just can they just make a decision, please, and get on with it. But yeah, a lot of people are feeling a bit disillusioned with the mixed member proportional electoral system that we've got here, and it has produced an unusual situation where a relatively small party has the balance of power.
I'm interested too, the Labor leader Jacinda Ardern came out very, very strongly at the start of the election. It had a bit of a rock star campaign. That seemed to really drop off towards the end of it. And you know, she's been in this kind of awkward position for the last 4 weeks. What was behind that, do you think?
Well, it appeared that she lost some confidence from voters around taxation policy. The National Party went on the attack using some unjustified accusations, actually, about Labor's fiscal plans. National went on the attack, but nonetheless the dirt stuck, so to speak, and that seemed to draw a little bit of support away from Labor just in those last few days of the election campaign. And as a result, National came out on top in terms of the largest number of seats in the House. It was, in the end, I guess, a relatively good result from National's point of view in terms of the level of support that they ended up with, but it just wasn't really enough to get them across the line. And ironically, the rise for Labor has, in a sense, created this situation where even though the vote for New Zealand First has declined since last election, it actually leaves them in a much more powerful place, just sitting there holding the balance of power.
Now, whoever he decides, is this arrangement going to create problems for the party down the track, where this party is relying on New Zealand First to hold on to government? Does that mean that that party is beholden to Winston Peters in a way?
Well, in a way it does. And Winston Peters, he's well known in this country, and he's quite cunning, but he also has a way sometimes of creating a bit of controversy around himself and a bit of ambiguity and so forth. So there was a famous breakdown of a coalition between National and New Zealand First back in 1998, which almost resulted in a fresh election, but National managed to get back on track again. So there's always a bit of controversy surrounding Winston Peters. So whoever goes into coalition with him has to be very well aware of that.